At the apparel store The Spirit Shop, right off Western's campus, owner Rick Sheffer says he's bringing in everybody today.
We want you from the beginning when we open up in the morning at 9 o'clock until at 7 o'clock when the last person walks out the door and we get to the game.
Sheffer says he started preparing in early August, getting staff, training them, and creating unique shirts just for the game.
And then you kind of just, wing it, and you go, you just got to be excited. You got to be excited about the game. You got to be excited about the business. You got to be excited that you're going to Western. All the different things that you're doing, are going to be just coming to a head right there, on that day on Friday.
For other tourism businesses like hotels and bars, the story's the same. Most expect capacity crowds. Some nearby hotels say this weekend's been booked for weeks. Discover Kalamazoo president Greg Ayers says it's tough to calculate the total impact of the game on the community. But he's expecting the media coverage to mean more visitors now and in the future.
Those are important things to be able to have that are oftentimes difficult to calculate their impact. Nevertheless, once people get introduced and see the excitement that's going on at game day at Waldo Stadium, it might trigger people to want to come back for other games, yet this year or in the future.
Ayers says the city also wants to showcase its downtown. To do that, some businesses have commissioned shuttles to travel back and forth from Waldo Stadium to downtown Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.